energy efficiency.
More than just getting you to change a light bulb.
Climate change.
Renewable energy.
This is what the U.S. has committed. This is what the EU has committed for 2020.
What can I do about it?
This week, the Copenhagen Climate Summit is considering what can be done internationally, the macro environmental picture, what can be done to address climate change all across the world. But climate change, when we're coming down to changes in habits, really starts on a micro level. And we're joined today by someone who can talk about that specifically. Sean Meenan is the owner and designer of the Habana Outpost. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
And someone else with a slightly larger business, Candace Taylor, is the director of sustainability for Walmart.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Good. Sean, you have tried to go more green with your business. And can you tell me, first of all, what are some of the changes you've made in your restaurant?
I had a restaurant already, and this was kind of the next restaurant that I was doing. So I was trying to find ways to make it exciting for me, first of all. So it was a selfish thing in the beginning. Just I wanted to do something to kind of amp me up for my business. So I put a 40-foot array of solar panels in, and this was a number of years ago before things were really happening. And because it's an outdoor spot, you see the solar panels out there, and everybody walking by on the street, it's a very busy street, can see what's going on. And it was just a beacon for other environmentalists to come on and say, and the environmental movement is very generous in their information and their resources, and they're like, Sean, do you want to try this? Do you want to try that? And I was like, bet. And it just kind of snowballed and became a bigger thing. So there's a number of things we're doing. We're the first solar-powered restaurant in New York. We harvest rainwater to flush the toilets. We have some things that are fun as well, like we have a bike blender. You sit on it, and we give you $1 off if you pedal it yourself.
Really?
You pedal
to make your own smoothie?
To make your own smoothie.
Good for everybody.
And your car
runs
on the restaurant's leftover cooking oil.
Exactly. It's waste product, and it takes a lot of money. It doesn't cost a lot of money, but it takes money in order to get it removed. And now I just put it in the back of my car. I have a 1965 Lincoln Continental convertible. I get 30 miles to the gallon running on French fry oil.
Has this cost you money or saved you money?
Well, I would say both. There's no doubt that retrofitting a 1965 Lincoln to run on French fry oil isn't cheap. I mean, it cost me a couple dollars. Putting in the solar panels costs money. But in the long run, I mean, one, you can do it just in an environmental sense, like for the earth. But then as far as how you feel about yourself coming to work, and then as well the people who work there, they feel special because there are some environmentalists working there. If they have an idea, we want to try it, so that makes them feel good about working there. Then the people who come in feel good that they're supporting a spot that's doing something a little bit different. So some of those things are hard to tell you on hard numbers what the value is on that, but to me there's no question that it's worth it.
Okay, Candace Taylor, you are the director of sustainability for Walmart. I would bet that you have some hard numbers for you what you are doing at Walmart. Can you explain one of the things that you've done is in terms of green buildings?
Yes. We have over 4,000 stores and clubs across the U.S., and we introduce LED freezer cases. So all of the lights in our freezer cases are made from LEDs. Mm-hmm. They use about 50% less energy than fluorescent lights.
That definitely saves you money, right?
We also have the plastic baseboards in our stores are manufactured from 100% recycled plastic. And an important note on that plastic is made mostly from pre-consumer unused diaper scraps.
Oh, that's interesting. Are they more expensive or less expensive than the regular?
The baseboards are at cost than the regular, and that saves tons of diaper scraps from going into landfill.
Okay. In the end, when Walmart is making these sustainability decisions, does cost end up being the bottom line? Does this have to be something that either zeroes out on Walmart's ledger sheet or something that saves the company money in the long run?
We pilot a lot of initiatives. And there are several factors: reducing waste, lowering costs, driving efficiency, and helping customers. So it's kind of like our mission is to save people money so they can live better. So when you have those two together, that's really what we're looking for all of our initiatives.
Sean, you heard that her criteria for her green initiatives, were those your criteria as well?
I would say Walmart and I are kind of working on a different paradigm as far as things go. Very much so, and I appreciate what Candace is saying. And I think as far as wanting to make things better for her customers, that's something that we very much take to heart. And because we're not on such a global grand scale, we can be a little bit more responsive to exactly what's happening with the people who are coming in. And like I said, I have people who are working there. They have a good idea. A lot of young people work there. I'm like, bet, let's try that. Let's try this. And I think the response rate is probably a little bit quicker with what we're doing there. And I think probably our bottom line is thought of in a different way, possibly, than what Walmart is thinking for their bottom line.
Okay. And Candace, there's an additional thing that with Walmart, we're also talking about you get a lot of products from China. And then so your sustainability and the greenness of Walmart is also affected by where you purchase the products that you sell.
Yes. One of the great products we have in our stores is concentrated liquid detergent. And our first 3 year savings on that has been 80 million pounds of plastic, 30 million gallons of water, and 125 million pounds of cardboard have been saved. We've saved customers enough water to save the equivalency, 100 million showers around the world.
Okay, but so, can we expect Walmart at some point to help put pressure on other developing countries to be more green?
We are working with our suppliers around the world, and we announced this past July that we're creating the Sustainability Index so that we can contribute and share with customers the sustainability attributes of every product we sell in our stores.
Okay, great. Candace Taylor is the Director of Sustainability for Walmart. She joined us from Bentonville, Arkansas. And Sean Meenan is the owner and designer of Habana Outpost. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
What could be more American than a 65 Lincoln that runs on French fry
You'd
oil?
You'd be popular in Detroit, my friend.
What could be more American than that? So, Celeste, it's great to have our listeners who can be our eyes and ears in their own neighborhoods. So tell us, what have you seen in your neighborhood when it comes to businesses near you being green? Are there solar panels, efficient lighting, or just a lot of lip service? That's 8778-MYTAKE. Email us your answer at mytake@thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.